Good afternoon. We're excited about the start of the regular season, excited to begin our practice preparation for the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas had a very good preseason. They were 3-1. They averaged 355 yards a game. Their defense, their first defense, gave up 6 points. They rushed the ball for 119 yards a game, passed for 233. They have outstanding special teams personnel. And so we have a solid week of preparation here in front of us. We have been eagerly awaiting upstairs the word on our putting our practice squad together. It just started to come in when I came downstairs, so I really don't have anything of that nature to share with you either at this time. But the whole emphasis, of course, has been for the last couple of days has been with regard to our roster, to our practice squad, and we spent an awful lot of time on this subject, and really, quite frankly, are anxious to get on the practice field and move on. No one has any questions, I'll go to practice.
Well, before you do move on, can you talk about the decision, which I'm guessing was tough, to put Terrell Thomas on injured reserve and to not use the short-term IR exemption on him?
Well, I'm just going to make a simple statement, which is not an answer to something as complex as this. But medically speaking, I don't feel like I'm qualified to give all the information that has been shared. But we felt in the best interest of the player and the team that this was the direction that we should go with both Sean Rogers and Terrell Thomas. And, you know, certainly it's a difficult thing because you're looking at a team that, again, started the season off looking pretty good in terms of the number of defensive wings that we had on the field, and then all of a sudden, boom, 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 we started having this type of circumstance confront us. But nevertheless, we have to think in the best interest of not only the long-term best interest of the player, but also the club and exactly where we're at.
Tom, do you know who is going to be the short-term guy at this point?
No. No.
Did you, one of the guys we thought you might be considering for the short-term IR was Marvin Austin. Have you gotten some better medical news on him recently?
Again, they feel like, you know, it started to be in the positive that he was stronger this morning upon his examination than he was, for example, last week. And we're just trying to see on a day-by-day basis where he's at. And if not this week, can we hope for next week? So that's where we are. Nothing solid do I have, no.
Thomas and Coach, I know you always want more time to prepare for opening day, but what would you grade your comfort level being right now going into the first
I don't like that word. I don't know that there is a comfort level. I think there's a level of once you settle on the personnel, not only the personnel, we've got guys on our team that are hurt. We put guys on our 53 injured. I mean, there was no way around it. We've done the same thing the last couple of years. So we're trying to piece together the group of young men that will take the field and represent the New York Giants. And once we get that settled and we find out that, yes, some of these people can play, we'll certainly feel better. But it's nothing different than any other team in the league. Dallas is going through the same thing.
One of those areas is cornerback. I mean, you have three healthy ones. I know you're trying to get the other two back.
Yes.
Well, maybe I should ask, what's Prince's status as far as you're concerned?
It doesn't look like he'd make this week.
And Hosley?
We're going to see what he's like. We're continuing to do that. It's more of a test than anything else. You know, Kenny, is there a level of pain tolerance here? Right. Well, build the bridge is the one way that we talk about it, and naturally we just mean let's bring all the good things forward. But I don't choose to use that language. What I do, what I talk about to our team, is to accept the challenge that the goal is to win Super Bowl 47, win the World Championship, win the division, which gives you an opportunity to get to take the direct route to the playoffs. So that's the way that I feel about it. Now we do talk about the fact that we have set the bar, and of course, once you do that, then everyone you play feels as if they can play well against the team that's won the Super Bowl the year before, they have to call themselves a contender. So that, you know, that adds to the motivation, the inspiration for people that play against us, and also gives us the idea of the pride with which we, you know, hope to play.
Tom, 9 months ago you played them for the division title.
Mm-hmm.
How much have they changed in those 9 months?
Well, they've done some things with their personnel. They've made some changes along those lines, their draft choices, what they've done in free agency, you know, how they've gone about their business in terms of that. Two guards, a corner, two corners, two guards, you know, just to name a few. Murray being back healthy is a huge thing for them. So they've looked at the areas that they felt needed to be addressed, and they've gone ahead and addressed them.
Tom, do you have any doubt that you have the best quarterback in the division?
No.
How much more comfort level does that bring you every time?
It sure helps. Thank you very much. That's all fine. It's behind us. You know, we talk constantly about improvement, about getting better. Certainly there's enough of that in preseason for our team that we don't really have to talk about a whole lot else, to be honest with you. We've got new pieces to the puzzle, and it's always that, you know, little bit of, you know, where are you with certain players? Can we get Akeem into a full mode practice now so that we know that the timing is going to start to be there? Those are the kind of things. Looking forward, you know, certainly recognizing and paying great tribute to the 2011 team, but nevertheless, this is not that team. This is the 2012 team, and we've been handed a new set of issues and problems as you followed us, and we're in the process of trying to solve those.
Tom, obviously, coming into last season was very different for Victor Cruz than coming into this season in terms of just where he is as a player and what he means to the team. What have you seen from him differences in his life and his career versus where he was?
I've seen, to his credit, the same mature approach, the same enthusiasm for the game, the same idea about going to practice, going to work, and being the best that he can be. I haven't seen anything that would cause me to think that that any type of a conversation between me and Victor should have been conducted or needs to be. I haven't seen anything except him work.
Do you think that by the end of the year last year, teams were playing him the way that he's going to be played this year, or will there be a difference, do you think, now?
Well, if you follow down the stretch, you see how teams played us.
Tom, are you going to practice being today?
Yeah, we're going to give him some time, sure.
Trying to.
Yes, move him along, yes.
What's your impression right now of Tony Romo? Where do you think?
Well, he had a very good year last year. Anytime you have a 102 quarterback rating, 31 touchdowns, 10 interceptions, you've had a pretty good year. And they had two quarterbacks, Orton and Romo, both played well in the preseason. Their numbers are both good. Romo's quarterback rating in the preseason was 117, so he's done a lot of good things.
Is he a guy that you can disrupt, do you think, with four men? Or what?
I hope so. That's the intent. Well, there's some, but I'm hoping that it's not an awful lot. You know, I think there's going to be discomfort as anybody that works their way back from an injury that has to do with their feet or whatever that makes their living running has probably got to fight their way through some issues. And I think he's fully intent on doing that.
Tom, does Martellus give you a different element on offense than you've had in the last few years?
Well, he's a vertical threat, and he can run up the field, and he's proven to be a good blocker. And, you know, so I would say for a man that size, it's a different type of threat, yeah.
Usually the guys you've had in the past that were able to do that, they were sort of sneaky at that. You know,
they were good at it.
Yeah, they were good at it.
They were very good at it. I would hope.
Tom, given Marcus Kuhn's inexperience and Marvin Austin's, you know, back trouble, do you expect Justin Tucker to see a lot more reps inside the defensive tackle?
Not necessarily. You know, he comes down in there in certain substituted defensive situations, not much in against regular people.
Tom, how's Boldy doing? Will he be able to?
He's going to practice.
How about JPP?
He's going to practice.
Anybody else on the list?
Practice.
Emily?
Who? Nobody has any questions.
20 years with the organization?
Seems like four. That's when it's time to go to practice.
Thank you.